Welcome to the American Grape Micro Series. Join us as we journey through the vine-covered story of American grapes, from time-honored favorites to audacious experiments redefining the world of wine. It is a voyage worth taking. New immigrants imagined a map of America dotted with vineyards, each a canvas for a dream, the dream of homegrown delicious wine. This dream captivated American vintners in the 18th and early 19th centuries. They eagerly planted the finest European grapes, varieties like Cabernet Sauvignon and Pinot Noir, hoping to replicate the European wine experience. But nature had other plans. These cherished European grapes, accustomed to balmy Mediterranean climates, weren't prepared for the realities of America. Eastern winters, with their icy winds and unpredictable chills, proved too harsh for these delicate vines. Fungal diseases, less prevalent in Europe, began to take hold, further dampening the vintners' spirits. In California, the story was different. While the Mission grape, a Spanish introduction, found some success, other European varieties struggled with the hot summers and unfamiliar diseases. While the Pacific Northwest, with its cooler climate, held some promise, it remained sparsely populated, limiting large-scale wine production efforts at the time. The dream of a truly American wine industry remained unfulfilled, waiting for a solution that could thrive on American soil. The dream of a flourishing American wine industry faced a harsh reality, a lack of deep-rooted knowledge in viticulture, the science of grape growing. Unlike their European counterparts, early American vintners struggled to adapt established techniques to the unique challenges of their land. What went wrong? 1. Mismatched methods. European grape growing techniques, optimized for milder climates, were poorly suited for America's harsher winters and hotter summers. Pruning schedules, irrigation, and even trellising styles just didn't translate well. 2. Fungal diseases like powdery and downy mildew, less common in Europe, thrived in American vineyards. Early vintners lacked the knowledge and tools to identify and fight these new threats, resulting in devastating crop losses. And 3. Weather woes. European grape varietals simply couldn't handle the diverse American climate. Northeast winters were too brutal, while the South and West offered scorching summers. These extremes were beyond the tolerance of these European grapes. Finally, communication with established European wine regions was slow and expensive. New techniques and discoveries took time to reach America, further hindering progress. Improved communication and travel allowed American vintners to learn from established European regions and adapt successful methods to their unique conditions. This lack of knowledge wasn't a permanent barrier. As American viticulture matured with experimentation and innovation, American vintners began experimenting, developing practices specific to American grapes and climates. They explored winter protection techniques for vines and natural pest control methods. While the initial lack of viticulture knowledge presented a significant challenge, the dedication of these early American vintners laid the groundwork for future success. Their perseverance and innovation eventually paved the way for a thriving American wine industry, one with a deep understanding of its unique climate and grape varieties, like the Concord, the Norton, the Delaware, and the Scuppernong. In this micro-series on the American grape, we will take a look at them all. Join us next time on American Grapes, as we spend just under 2 minutes on the Alexander grape, a spontaneous hybrid of European and American grape varieties that became the foundation of America's first successful wine industry in the 18th century.